When you do paid, it's like, hey, I've got a little extra budget here. I'm going to throw it towards paid and see what happens. Like, I mean, it's kind of the same as going to the casino.
Welcome back to Duo On Air. I'm Abby.
And I'm Courtney.
And we're the ex-agency turned entrepreneurial team that puts the Duo in Duo Collective. Our boutique organic marketing agency specializes in SEO, social media strategy, and branding.
We're an everyday pair of business besties slash marketing experts obsessed with helping our community learn more about what it takes to run a business.
Which is why on Duo On Air, we're not holding anything back. We're giving you all the info we know about how to grow your business organically so you can be the confident CEO you were made to be.
And how to navigate life as a small business owner.
Whether it's on your own or with your best friend by your side. So grab your coffee.
Or your mimosa. We don't judge.
And settle in for a quick value-packed episode of Marketing Tips.
Welcome back to the Duo On Air podcast. This is episode number 114, and today we are sharing something that we have never talked about before, and that is paid ads and paid marketing. So you know us for organic. If you've been here for a little bit, we have not talked about paid before because it's really just not our thing. Doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just not what we focus on. And we tell people all the time that we truly do believe paid is a good thing to do. However, you need to have a really solid organic foundation first before it can be successful. And I think we are really good examples of this because we have built a really strong organic foundation for the last few years. And that is one of the reasons why we finally said, let's dip our toe in some paid ads and see how they'll work. And let's just see what it's all about and bring back some results.
So excited we did because it was so fun to see the results, so fun to like learn the process of creating the ads, seeing how they performed, like different versions of the ads. And again, it's just like a space that we're not experts in. So obviously we hired an expert to help us, but it was really fun to see how they performed and stuff. And we knew we had a solid organic foundation because that's what we've been doing for years and that's what we do for you and what we teach you. And so we knew that this was going to work, but you still just don't know how it's going to work or like how it's going to perform for you necessarily. So it was really fun to kind of have all those learnings.
Yeah. And I will say too, paid was a bonus. It was not we have to do paid because we need to make this money. And I think sometimes when you do paid out of necessity, that's when we get like sad results or they don't quite meet our expectations. But when you do paid, it's like, hey, I've got a little extra budget here. I'm going to throw it towards paid and see what happens. Like, then it's a situation where like you're not, I mean, it's kind of the same as going to the casino, right? You have some fun money or you play in because you need to pay your mortgage. Yeah. Like, you, don't do that ever. Like, I think it's just the same thing in the paid space. Like, we had fun money, essentially, that we were like, let's try this. This will be fun. Like, this is an educational experience, something we can bring to you guys on the podcast, and it's just something we can play with, and we did have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and it's not like we, like, put our entire savings account towards it. Like, we didn't spend a ton of money on the ads either, so just to preface that.
Yes, we did not spend a ton of money on ads, so it was definitely a good experience. I would say too, like Courtney said, we do not do this. Like, this is not in our wheelhouse. We have in the back agency days, we have like involved paid into our budgets with our clients. And we explore things in terms of creative and copy and all of that. But we do not and have not actually ran ads on like Facebook Ads Manager. Like, that is not something that we do. And actually coming up with the audience and making sure you're targeting the right people. And the biggest thing is actual conversion tracking, like actually making sure that you can know whether that person got off Facebook and on your email list or whatever it is that you're trying to do. What is that conversion rate so that you can actually track performance? That was super important. And we actually spent a ton of time with the person we hired working through all of those details and making sure we had a really strong way to convert and track results. And I think that is one of the bonuses of getting an expert in this space because you don't know what you don't know. Like, we didn't know a lot of this stuff. So that was really good.
And if we would have tried to do it ourselves, we definitely would not have been as successful. So it definitely goes to show, like, hire the experts when it comes to stuff like this, because if you try to do it yourself, you're probably not going to get the results you want. You're probably not going to get any of the conversion that you want. Yeah. Or if you do, you're maybe not going to hit the goals that you had set in mind. So it definitely pays to pay for somebody who knows what they're doing and can help you get the best bang for your buck and the best results for your ads.
Especially at first. Like, if it's so dang new to you, I know there's so many courses out there, and we actually did, like, internally, we had someone on our team dig into, like, looking at a course to, like, set everything up for success. And it was still an area we just didn't feel confident in. And we didn't feel confident spending dollars against something that we're, like, not sure if we're going to target the right people. So it's something where I think working with an expert is key to understanding all the ins and outs. And then maybe it's something where, okay, now maybe, you know, there's AI tools out there that do this. Or maybe now you take it over because you've had success before. But I think leaning on an expert is definitely something. And I feel really good about how, like, our team that we had and that we pulled together for this. So,
yes.
So we are not officially, like, at the time of recording this, we are still running our stint of paid ads. We are about 3 weeks in, and we're going to run them for sure for another week and see how things are happening and see if this is going to exist in the future of Duo. But we wanted to share some of our learnings so far, and then maybe we can come back to you after the campaign is officially ran with actual results learnings, what we're going to do next time in our game plan moving forward from the paid space. But the first big learning that we had was that we wanted to do paid ads to launch our course. And our course is $9.97 just for the course, or $14.47 for the course plus the bonuses. It is a high price point. And you're running paid ads against people who don't know you yet. That's a cold audience. Mm-hmm. Like, the chances, and this was the very first thing when we hopped on the phone with our gal, and she was like, that is a hard sell. Like, that's expensive and that might be kind of tough. I was like, good point. And I'm like, well, we're running a webinar, which is a free training. She's like, well, we support that, obviously. And we also have a free resource that's related to our course. So we supported that. So free offers was basically all we supported paid ads against. We didn't run a single paid ad promoting SEO on tap because that is a hard sell. Like, we're not going to get people on our email list for that. And so essentially, our goal with paid ads was not to sell courses. Our goal was to grow our email list. And I think that is very, very important. I honestly, we won't know until we finish running this whether or not any paid leads came into converting for the course. If even one did, that would be amazing. Honestly, I'm fully expecting there to be no leads from the sales. But that wasn't our goal. Our goal was to get people on our email list because, again, we are marketing to a cold audience, and, like, they are not going to spend $1,000 on us, or very unlikely going to spend $1,000 on us, because they don't know us yet. But I am so confident that once they get into our, like, universe, into our inboxes, like, once they get into that space, they're going to love us, right?
Who knows?
And same with you. Like, you just need people to get into your universe so that they can start to get to know you. You can build trust. And once you build trust, it's much easier to sell to them. But you need them to get into your universe first. So that was our goal for this whole paid ads campaign, was to support things with free offers. Take a freebie we already had. We didn't create a new one. We took our most best performing freebie, which is our free SEO tools. Take that. Run that. And then also alongside of that, we ran for the masterclass, which was basically just getting people to sign up and join the masterclass. So, and we did have a good turnout of people who joined live, who were paid signups too.
Yes.
So that was really good.
So if you think about it, it sounds a little backwards, because when you think of paid ads, you think specifically, like, I'm doing paid ads for this course that I'm launching, right? Seems like a no-brainer. But when we got into this, we were like, oh, it totally makes more sense to do something with a freebie that we already have. We're creating less work for ourselves. It's already out there. We know it's great. And we're bringing people into our ecosystem by getting them to sign up for our newsletter and being in their inbox. And we're telling them about this free thing with the free webinar, free classes. or masterclass. And so they know that, you know, there's like no commitment there and they want to learn more about this. They want to have that education. But then once we get them into our ecosystem, that's when we can start selling to them, right? That's when we can start talking to them about SEO on tap. So it's not necessarily doing ads for the thing that you're working on, for the thing mm-hmm. that you want to sell, right? Like, instead of selling them on that thing, because again, it's a high ticket price and, you know, it might, they just don't know us, right? So how can they trust us? How can they believe that we're the master, like we're the experts here and that we're the ones that they should be listening to and learning from? So you have to do it differently, right? You mm-hmm. have to approach them differently. So I think that for me was kind of a mind-blowing part of it. And you're just like, wow, like, I don't know if I would have thought that in depth, right? Like mm-hmm. you think you're selling this thing. So like, that's what you're putting your paid ads toward, mm-hmm. but not necessarily.
Yeah.
But, well, you are, but in a back-ended way,
like,
you're not.
These
you know?
People that came in this round could be buyers the second round or the third round or the fourth round. Like, people sit on your email list for a while, getting to know you, trust you, waiting until they're ready to actually make a purchase. And so it's an investment that you're making in like understanding the lifetime value of an email subscriber. Like, they are worth a lot of money. So making sure that you are like taking that, like that person that comes in, that email that comes in is like valuable. Like, it doesn't need to be a revenue. It should be value tied to that. So that was what we did for our whole campaign. Was we, our success is based on cost per lead. So how many leads are we generating? How many new email subscribers are we getting into our inbox? That is the measurement of success for us, not course sales.
Yes.
So that's the first one. Yeah. The second learning that we had was offering variety in terms of what we are serving the paid ads for. So we had two offers, like I said, so masterclass and freebie. And so both of them were running at the same time. And then we just varied the budget. So the masterclass, obviously, one is over because we're not doing the webinar right now. That one was just to support our launch. But post-launch, we are still running the freebie mm-hmm. offer just for a couple weeks, just because we wanted to have a good stint of running the campaign. So it's kind of fun to see pre-launch,
post-launch,
during launch, yep. post-launch, all the things.
Yep. And so, how it performs.
Yeah.
And then a part of this too was testing out different creative and different copy and language for these ads. So again, this is something we kind of learned back in the agency days when we would work on paid ads specifically for, like, from a creative perspective. We would, you know, test and learn on, like, which one performs better. Is it this message that really works? Is it this visual? Is it this color? Like, it literally comes down to things like that that you wouldn't even think of. Mm-hmm. And Abby and I, we were just looking at some of the results and which ones were performing better. And a white background, like, who would have thought? Like, mm-hmm. some of these creative pieces, these ads, were really fun and playful. Like, they had a really bright or bright orange colored background, a cute picture of us, like, who doesn't want to see our faces? And you know, just a little bit more playful. And then some were literally just text with a tiny bit of color and on a white background, just large text, white background. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that performed better. And I was like, what is going on here? Like,
bizarre.
Why? So these learnings that you find, right? Like, sometimes these flashy, bright, really gorgeous ads might not be doing it for you. Mm-hmm. People just want to see these big, bold words.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you think about it, these spaces are flooded with a lot of images, mm-hmm. right? Instagram, Facebook, you see photo after photo after photo after image. It's probably rare that you actually just see an ad that is full-blown text.
Yeah.
So that could be the reasoning for performing
better.
Yeah,
there was
better.
No images. It was just white background and then text. And the text was literally black text with some highlighted copy. So it was like free SEO, like free how to make SEO easy masterclass. Like, that is all the copy said. And that was the best performing static piece. And the best performing pieces of content were actually short videos,
yes.
which I'm not surprised. Video, no. We live in the digital environment, so we kind of thought video would work the best. They were not long form videos, but we didn't do or test like anything over 30 seconds, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that could be a learning for next time, but they were definitely like few second short videos.
Very simple, very quick.
Not of us either. Nope. They were like, one was a drink video of me grabbing a drink in Mexico that I just recorded. Like, talk about grabbing content wherever you are. And it's not like we created these ads in Canva. I literally built them in Instagram, downloaded them, and sent them to her.
Yep.
So it was like very easy. Yeah.
Not overthought.
Yep, not overthought. And then the other one, the other video was a behind-the-scenes shot of one of our photo shoots.
Yeah, from a while ago. Like, it wasn't even a recent photo shoot. Abby sent it to me. She's like, okay, I put together this quick clip. What do you think? And I'm like, is that from our photo shoot, like, 6 months ago? And she's like, sure is. I'm like, dang, girl, way to repurpose, like, some of the stuff that we've had from the past.
Honestly, that's, like, you have so much content. You don't need to think about, like, new content all the time. Just, like, grab videos you already have on your phone, because half the time that exists. And it's not like we needed to pour tons of effort and energy into creating something. So, and
nobody's going to know if it's a video you took years ago versus a video you took yesterday. Like, nobody's going to know that.
No one. Yeah. So it was really interesting. We don't have all of the final results on, like, for sure what creative and what copy worked, but the long copy performed the best. So I'm long-winded, if you know me. Like, obviously, I'm long-winded. If you're on our email list, you see how long my emails typically are. So it's really hard for me to write an Instagram caption that isn't long. So I wrote a bunch of long ones, sent them to our ad expert, and she was like, could you give me a couple, like, short one sentence ones just to compare? And I was like, for sure, I can do that. Because she was probably like,
but Abby's like, can I long. Do that? Or just ChatGPT have to help me do that?
I know, right? Oh my goodness. But the long ones definitely performed better with the videos and the white background for both options. Both options had a white background with black text, which was just really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. My designer brain was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Right. But because you're looking at that, like, Facebook, Instagram environment, and I guess white probably does stand out because it is a sea of other pictures and videos, and white might stand out, but it doesn't seem like it would.
Yeah.
So that, and we do like doing, we didn't have time this round, but usually we like to take the designs and mock them up in a Facebook environment or an Instagram environment just to kind of see, like, what they look like, because that can totally change. Like, we do that a lot when we do podcast graphics.
Yep.
It's like, mock them up on Spotify. What does it look like in the sea of all the other things on Spotify? Mm-hmm. Is it actually standing out?
Yep.
And it makes such a difference when you look at it that
way. Yeah, I used to do that in the agency, at the agency we came from, mock them up and then throw them in there to see what it would look like. But yeah, this time around, we kind of were just like,
next time.
Yeah.
Goal for next time.
Down and dirty this time. Right? So
I know. So, like we said, we don't have any final performance results yet, but we are going to share a little sneak peek to some of the excitement and the reasons why we have really liked this whole experience. And again, I think, like, is a huge testament to bringing in the right experts and the right people to help us kind of build everything. So far, we have gained over 1,000 new email subscribers in just 3 weeks.
That is insane, you guys.
Insane.
1,000 new email subscribers in 3 weeks.
And I totally thought unsubscribe, and this is 1,000 people that are with us, like, right now. That doesn't even include, so I know we have way more leads than that, because that actually doesn't count all the unsubscribes that will have happened. Like, when you're running something like this, there are so many people out there that just want the free stuff. So they get it and then they go. That's fine. You're not our people anyways. I'm not sad about you leaving. That's totally fine. But, like, that's going to happen. So unsubscribes will likely tick up. But from the last email I sent to the email that I sent just this week, 1,000 new email subscribers, which is okay.
When Abby told me that, I thought maybe she, like, typed it wrong. I was like, are you sure? Did you add an extra zero in there? Are you sure it's not just 100?
Right? So that part I think we're most excited about, because you know that we love email strategy and email marketing, and it's, like, a huge part of our brand, and it's where we show up often.
It's, like, a big part of our community. It's what we, like, we share things with you, we educate you, we know that you love that space and, like, that communication with us. Like, we get so many compliments on our newsletter and people, like, loving the content and just loving the every day or every Tuesday and now every Friday if you're for the SEO squeeze. So it's just, it's a fun space to show up, and we know that you guys like it too. And we've actually had so many people say, like, I'm signed up for all these newsletters, but, like, yours, I read from top to bottom. Like, we've had so many people say that, and we're like, dang, that's awesome.
I know.
Again, they're not short emails.
No, they're not, right? I know, and I'm so thankful that you guys like them, because otherwise I would not spend my time doing them. Like, it's the motivation from the emails that you guys send of, like, love this email, filing it away.
That's what
this
fuels,
is great.
Abby.
It fuels me. So please do not hesitate to reply and be like, I love this email, because I love it. I save them. I put them in a folder and I save them.
And
so
if I ever have to take over Tips and Sips, because there's, like, very few times when I have to, if I suck, you guys can literally reply back to me and be like, when is Abby back? And I'll be like, no. Dudes, I'm sorry. But.
You do great. You do great. I've loved it. You're the maternity email. That was a great email. Okay.
But we should maybe honestly, share that anytime that I have to do tips and sips, I will literally tell Abby, like, sorry if we have like 8,000 unsubscribers today because it was my email. And she's like, girl, stop. But I'm just not as great as Abby when it comes to that space.
Oh my goodness. Well, she's great. Let's cheer her on. Okay, next time she sends an email. I'm going to make you do an email now.
Oh, great. Everybody's going to be like, can't wait.
Super excited. So yeah, 1,000 new email subscribers in just 3 weeks has been amazing. How we are measuring success is by cost per lead. So CPL is the measurement here, not revenue on our course. Super excited still to see if anything turned there, but it's definitely going to be a bonus, not a must. So the cost per lead has been around a dollar, sometimes less than a dollar. You guys, this is insane. Mm-hmm. Like, this is an insane cost per lead. So we're very about happy about that. Yes. There were a few weeks where it was like 91 cents per lead. And the value of an email subscriber is a lot more than that, my friends. So yep. This yep. is very, very good. We are very excited. It's like literally the best you can get when it comes to conversion in yep. this space. So
we're mind blown.
Yeah, super excited. We've also noticed a lot of growth on Instagram, and we actually have not been showing up there that often.
No.
Because we're just busy, and honestly, we don't, like, the platform isn't bringing as much joy as I'd say it used to for us.
No, not at all.
And so we're going to show up where...
Which is kind of like a sad, like...
It is.
R.I.P. Yeah. moment. But yeah. I think to... You know, Abby and I just had this conversation the other day. We've both been so busy and, like, feeling a little underwater. And I keep saying, like, oh, when I can come up and breathe, I'll get back on that platform and do what I used to do. And, you know, I can't promise I'm going to be as good as I was or, like, showing up as often. But that is a goal of mine. But the thing that I think we've realized in our business, too, is that it's okay to let go of that more and more as we grow if it's not bringing us the joy that it did. Mm-hmm. Also, we're at a point in our business where, like, it's like our account is sustaining and it's still growing. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't even say it's like just sustain, like it's growing still.
Yeah.
And we're not putting a ton of effort into it, which is such a relief because now we know that we don't have to show up 7 days a week, mm-hmm. 5 hours here and there. Like, we can show up organically here and there. And yeah, at the beginning, sure, it was like consistency is key. Showing up is key. Like, we have mm-hmm. to be here. We have to be here. But now I think our audience and our following know that, like, we're not going to be there every day. We're going to yeah. be there when we need to. We're going to be there when we want to or when it brings us more joy. Mm-hmm. But in, like, the thick of these times where we just don't have the time to dedicate to it, that's okay. Yeah. We know that people are mm-hmm. still hanging out there. People still talk to us there. And yeah. so, yeah, it just wasn't a priority.
Yeah. I think, too, some, like, leveraging ManyChat and leveraging resources like that will start to bring some more purpose back into the platform because yes. – getting people off the platform and into your universe is so important. So, like, we've loved that for the launch period and finding ways to incorporate that beyond launch and supporting the podcast and supporting the content. Like, that's going to be really important. So we're super excited to dig into it, but it's definitely something where we haven't been there that often. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of fun to see it continue to grow without much effort at all. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly,
and it has definitely grown with the ads.
Yeah.
Like, yep. ever since we've launched the ads, there has been yeah. a pretty significant growth.
And I also want to preface that when we say, like, okay, Instagram is still working for us, we're not talking about followers because I could give a crap what our follower count is.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't care if there's 200 people there. Like, I do. I want people there to talk to. But obviously, I don't care what the number is. It's more that we are still noticing inquiries and people say they find us on Instagram. Yeah. And that's where we've came
or
through.
Or people are in our DMs, like,
yes.
cheering us on yeah. or asking us questions about things or... you know, learning about mm-hmm. things from us. So we have actually you guys behind the scenes on Instagram, and Abby's like really great at being in there in the messages, which I also need to get better at. You guys are probably like, God, Courtney, you suck.
No,
but we have so many people in our DMs in Instagram.
Yeah.
So many. So that's the side of Instagram too that you don't see.
Yeah.
Like, we would rather have our DMs that. Blowing up mm-hmm. than our feed blowing up.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love talking to people in DMs. Like, if you've sent me a question in a DM, I've most likely answered you in a voice message because that's all I do is voice yeah. message. And a lot of, yeah, it's pretty funny because a lot of times people will be like, whoa, I didn't even know this was a thing. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, welcome to my world. I'm going to voice message you all day long. So I would much rather talk than text, but, Yeah, it's, I would, and I'd just rather have conversations. That's the whole point of Instagram, is to have yes. these conversations. I don't it's care. A community. Yeah, I don't care yeah. how many likes we get or how many followers we have.
Or like, how perfect our feed is.
Yeah.
Courtney still cares a little bit. Not as much as I used to. Let me tell you, I don't I have
still,
time for that.
If I ever post anything on Instagram, I'm still asking Court, like, is this okay? What picture should I choose?
She still
cover?
Has to come to the gatekeeper.
Courtney still gets the final say. So anyways, back to performance on ads. I feel like we got a little sidetracked there. Noticing the growth on Instagram has been fun, and we're getting a lot of inquiries. So just in our inbox from people who are finding us through those ads too, and specifically for SEO, because obviously that's what we're supporting right yes. now. So I will say I have noticed that there has been like slightly less people. The rate between people inquiring to people booking calls has been slightly less. Mm-hmm. So honestly, usually the amount of people that reach out and book a call, it's kind of rare that people don't book a call. It's probably like 80 to 90% like of people that inquire with us book a call and yep. then we chat with them about opportunities.
Yep.
Which is good. Like you should have a high conversion rate there because you want the right people reaching out to you who say, yes, I'm right for this. Like they want to sign a package before you even have to join a discovery call with them.
Yep.
So that's lovely. Ever since doing this, I will say that booking rate has definitely dropped a little bit, but we have a really good process in place where before we book a call, we send over all the details of our packages and price points and everything so that they can know whether they're the right fit before having that time, because your time is precious and you mm-hmm. can't talk to everyone. So making sure that you do that is going to be super important. So that has been really helpful because it's not like we're joining calls and getting ghosted, or it's not like we're joining calls and people are like, whoa, I can't fit that into my budget or whatever mm-hmm. it is. So it's been really helpful to have that process in place. But it is fun to see the inquiries and other people finding
it
us
is.
And
it
new
really fun.
Clients to work with.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I just told Abby the other day, I was like, wow, our SEO inquiries are like going through the roof, which yeah. is so exciting to see.
But it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, the booking out rate is getting a little out of control, but it'll be okay as long as people are patient.
Well, if you want to work with this SEO queen, you're going to wait.
yeah. Right. Either get ready for the course or yes. yeah, let's
or,
wait yeah, a little
go
bit.
Buy that awesome course.
Yes. We need more people on our team, which is a process. We're working on that behind the scenes. So know that's happening. And then the last thing we've learned from a result perspective is that the free resource, it was performing better than the masterclass. So from a cost per lead perspective, honestly, though, this could be inflated a little bit because one of the things we talked about at the beginning is making sure your conversion tracking is really good. And so our conversion tracking was not as strong for the webinar sign up just because our webinar platform that we chose, Webinar Jam, didn't have the right type of conversion to connect with Facebook. So I don't know for sure if the leads were all like working or being counted correctly as easily as it is with Facebook Leads Manager basically doing that for us. So the conversion tracking makes a big deal. Like it's a big deal to your performance and to help Facebook optimize your ads and make sure that it can retarget based on the people that convert. So that's one of the reasons why I think the freebie is performing a lot better than the masterclass, but just something to note, because the better your conversion tracking, the better your results and ads will be able to optimize to work better. So mm-hmm. that was a little bit of a learning for us too.
Yeah.
But we're so glad we have an expert in place to help us navigate it because
yeah,
otherwise
we would not have known what to do or yeah.
No, we would have been a little bit lost.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are excited. This may or may not continue to be like a part of our marketing plan moving forward. It has been really successful for us. So like we are excited to continue to dig into it and just kind of see how it makes sense.
Yeah. And obviously we're very open books. We're very authentic. We're very down to earth and personable. So if you ever have questions about this, we're more than happy to like answer those. But mm-hmm. again, we're not the experts. So yeah. if you do want to hire somebody, we have great people. But I also think too, we are going to keep sharing this. Like if we do keep exploring paid advertising for our own business, we're going to keep talking about it on the podcast. We'll show up, we'll share our successes, our failures, you know, what worked for us, what didn't, because we're always here to educate you guys too and try to help you where we can. But again, we're never going to do paid advertising for you. We got people for you. But yeah, we just like to share what we learn because we don't want anybody. I mean, if we can help anybody, you know, for making one mistake or help somebody like to make a great ad, that's what we're here for. So that's kind of why we wanted to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe we can bring our secret weapon on the podcast in the future to kind of share her experience as well.
I mean, do we want to share her? Maybe not.
I know, right? I know. She's been amazing. So we're excited. If you are listening to this, you have not ran paid ads and you're kind of thinking about dabbling in it, biggest recommendation is just that we truly believe having that strong foundation in place is what helped this be successful. The biggest foundation we had was not followers, was not Instagram engagement. It was our email list. We were able to leverage our email list to find like audiences, basically. So having that strong email list is really what helped us. So that is where we would recommend starting for you.
If you like this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes dropping every Monday. Plus, if you haven't already, please go ahead and leave us a review and don't hesitate to share any new episode ideas. We absolutely love hearing from you and creating this content for you. See you next week.